I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We know more now about what happened during the raid that killed Osama bin Laden at his compound in the Pakistani town of Abbottabad. For one thing, the White House said today that the al-Qaeda leader was not armed, but that he did resist the attempt to capture him. Earlier, President Obama's counterterrorism advisor said that the raid netted potentially crucial al-Qaeda records. They include computer hard drives, DVDs, and documents. The BBC's Aleem Makbul was at the compound in Abbottabad this afternoon.
There were hundreds of people that have been streaming to the site. They're there with their families. There were lots of teenage boys taking lots of footage with their mobile phone. You know, it's become very much a tourist attraction here. But onto the compound itself, the thing that strikes you first is how large it is. And it isn't on the edge of the town, it's in the middle of it. There are villas all around it. And the other thing that strikes you is the amount of security around it, the large wall that's been built around the compound.
And was there any evidence then from that vantage point of what life was like for Osama bin Laden and his family there?
Well, certainly. I mean, one person I spoke to said, you know, we had no idea that he was living there. Why would he want to live in a jail like this? Because that is something of what the place looked like. You know, it had huge barriers all the way around it. It had barbed wire all the way along that barrier. We had some of the neighbors talking about some children would leave the compound occasionally. They would shop at the shops close by. There was one young boy, a 12-year-old, who said that he'd met two women inside, we presume two wives. Wives of Osama bin Laden. He said one was Arabic speaking, one spoke the local language, Urdu, and that there were three children living inside, and that they had rabbits, and they gave him a couple of the rabbits.
Well, that's the evidence of how bin Laden and his family may have lived. How about how bin Laden died? What evidence there was of the raid that happened?
You know, from the outside, there was some structural damage. The latest footage we've seen is from bedrooms on the first floor with large bloodstains on the floors. One of those bedrooms looks like it has a child's bed next to perhaps a mother's bed. And then also footage from the top bedroom, a master bedroom with a rug inside, and again, large bloodstains. But very few details coming from here, remember, because it was conducted, of course, by American forces. And so a lot of the information about how the operation actually unfolded is coming from there.
And given the fact that this was an American raid, I wonder what the people who are there in the neighborhood now, or gathering, as you said, it's a bit of a tourist site right now, what they're saying about what happened.
Yeah, some sense of embarrassment. There was a little bit of confusion, actually. We spoke to somebody who lived right next door to the compound. He said he was woken in the middle of the night, of course, by the sound of the helicopters and then firing. And he came outside. He said a lot of people ran outside. But those people who were coming down from the helicopter shouted at them in the local language, get back inside. And they were all repeating that. But of course, the question remains that this is a compound that was close not only to Pakistan's military academy, but also intelligence services officers on the other side as well. And for a building like this to be in proximity of those kind of installations and in a place where if you want to rent a house anywhere in Abbottabad, you have to go through security clearances, I mean, a lot of questions remain as to how Pakistani security forces were not aware of a compound like this and of who was inside.
That again was the BBC's Aleem Makbul in Abbottabad, Pakistan, where Osama bin Laden was killed Sunday night.